drains are leaking down, down. The drops are falling down, down. The sky is dripping down.
I don't know about you, but I'm seeing signs of rain in my basement.
It's gonna rain.
I'm Keith Seinfeld with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. And Cliff, I guess, rain.
That's right. It has been an extraordinarily wet period. A number of cities have broken all-time record rainfalls yesterday. And in fact, the real records are in eastern Washington, where some places like Spokane have broken the all-time record March rainfall. We're talking about going back to 1891, the wettest March in history of Spokane and its several other cities. So this is really an extraordinary period.
With all the rain we're known for, that we set a record even at SeaTac for a single day seems sort of extraordinary.
It is. I mean, you know, we can have wet Marches, but this is going to be up in the top 5 or 10, certainly, here in western Washington. A lot of places had daily records yesterday, and it's not going to end. I mean, I can see rain coming for the next several days. By the way, Seattle is going to end up with about double the normal amount of precipitation. We normally get about 3.6 inches. We'll probably be double that.
You mean for the month?
For the month.
And so I guess rain in the forecast.
Well, today is kind of a break, believe it or not. After the torrential rains of yesterday, we will have showers today. There is an organized system that's approaching the coast, and I think that during the afternoon and evening, we'll have, you know, some organized showers that'll be there for a while. But there's going to be a break, definitely. So today's the good day. Tomorrow, a stronger system comes in. And actually, most of the action's going south of us. There's a jet stream off the Pacific now that it's very powerful. It's about 150 mile per hour. That's heading right into the northwest. But right now, the bulk of it is going to go into Oregon and Northern California. So they're going to get the heaviest stuff tomorrow. We'll get the northern end of it, but we will have showers, fairly steady showers on Saturday. And that'll be tailing off as we get later in the day.
So rain, but some breaks for sure.
That's right. And the mountains are going to get more snow. Now, right now, it's relatively warm in the lower passes, so there's some rain mixed in. But tomorrow, there's going to be more precipitation, and certainly the higher passes are going to get a lot of snow. There'll be 6 to 18 inches in the medium elevation ranges of the Cascades. And then on Sunday, we have another weather system that comes in later in the day. So Sunday morning should be pretty decent. But then another one comes in, more showers. A break will follow on Monday, but later on Monday, a much more powerful system will be approaching, and that will be able to produce not only rain, but probably winds, particularly in northwest Washington and along the coast.
I looked at one of those websites that gives you little images, little pictures of the forecasts, and it was
right.
Just rain as far as the thing could go.
The pattern that's producing this is a deep trough, an area of low pressure in the eastern Pacific. And I've looked at the computer models going out 5, 6, 7 days. It's there. There is some suggestion we might have a break next weekend, but between now and then, there's going to be showers on and off, weather systems on and off.
Now, if it feels to people like we are living in a river, I guess that's the way you like to explain it. We are living in a river.
The technical term, if you want to call it that, is an atmospheric river, and we call our atmospheric river a Pineapple Express. The fascinating thing is when moisture moves out of the tropics, the warm, moist tropics, into the mid-latitudes, it doesn't do that in a uniform way. The moisture tends to be concentrated in currents that are only hundreds of miles wide that move northward into the mid-latitudes. Now, when one of those currents, which also generally are warm as well, hit the mountains, the air is forced to rise and it drops huge amounts of precipitation. So virtually every single one of our major flood events, our record-breaking daily rainfall events, are associated with an atmospheric river that comes in from the southwest, often from just north of Hawaii or that region, and then dumps large amounts of moisture as it's forced to rise by the regional mountains.
So if I were along the coast and I looked up in the sky, would I see this river?
Well, you certainly see the clouds, but what really shows it are the satellites. The satellite imagery shows this cloud mass, this line of clouds coming out of the subtropics. And we even have satellites that can sense water vapor in the atmosphere. And those satellites show this current of large amounts of water vapor that are moving out of the subtropics right into the northwest. So it's very clear in the satellite pictures.
So we're like the waterfall at the bottom of the river.
That's right. So basically, it's a conduit of moisture out of the subtropics. Temperatures are warm and there's a lot of moisture. So that's where the sauce is. And we just have to transport that all the way into the Northwest. And then we have this tremendous sponge effect of the mountains just taking the water out of these atmospheric rivers. And it can be 5, 10, even up to as much as 20 inches during an event.
Wow. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
I guess. Cliff Mass teaches all about rain and other atmospheric phenomena at the University of Washington. You can find any of our past conversations at kplu.org, where you can also pledge your support. I'm Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.
It's gonna rain. You know, I'm a forecaster, and I've spent, you know, many years learning how to forecast the weather. But you don't have to be a professional forecaster to know what will happen to KPLU and public radio if people don't support it. So I really encourage people to support KPLU and National Public Radio.
Let it rain. It's the end of the day.